Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Our Lord's Gospel, as recorded by St. Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning at verse number 17 and verses following. Amen. Luke 10, 17 and verses following. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen, amen, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, let's celebrate. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's celebrate. Amen. Not because the demons are submissive, and that's something to celebrate about. But that's not the main function for the celebration. Amen. The celebration is because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I don't know whether you can appreciate it or not, but there is nothing that can erase it out of the book. Amen. I might blow it sometime, but my name is still written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And because my name is written in the Book of Life, I'm going to rejoice. Amen. Come hell or high water, my name is still there. Amen. Celebrate. Celebrate implies the marking of an occasion or an event, especially a joyful one, and you have a ceremony or festivity, as we had today to celebrate with our graduates. Amen. This is a very important time in their lives. Amen. For those that are graduating from high school, you're going to move into another arena of life. Amen. And God is going to bless you if you let him. Amen. You got to let him bless you, though. Amen. You know, it's amazing to me that folks still don't understand you've got to cooperate with God. Can I just tell y'all something? Amen. The Bible says that Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, you know, five porches. And there was all manner of impotent folk there, waiting for the troubling of the water. And there was a man that had been there 38 years. And Jesus asked him what appears to be a strange question. Jesus says to him, wilt thou be made whole? And you can tell from the response, well, the man says, well, you know, amen, every time I try to get there, somebody steps in before me. Now, that was not the question. The question was, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Because if Jesus is in the business, you don't have to worry about anybody taking what belonged to you. Come on here. Amen. All you got to do is say yes, sir, to Jesus. Amen. Just say yes to Jesus. Amen. Jesus knows how to fix whatever your circumstance is. Amen. When we read in Luke here where he says, rejoice. Rejoice is to be glad. And that's when you celebrate, when you're glad. Amen. When things are going well with you, you celebrate. Amen. Amen. You celebrate. In the text, the Bible said the 70 returned again with joy. Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now, the New Living Translation says, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. In other words, they recognized they had some power. And it's good to understand that God has given you some power. Amen. But you really need to prioritize the things in your life. You need to know what's really important. Amen. It's good that demons are in subjection to you. But it's not enough for demons to be in subjection if your name is not in the Lamb's. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. You need to know that. There has to be an assurance that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, when I know that, that tells me that I've got this absolute trust in him who doeth all things well. Boy, I feel like preaching today. But can't you imagine? Imagine the 70, these disciples whom the Lord had sent out in the beginning of chapter 10. He had sent them out two by two. Had sent them out in pairs. And he gave them some instructions that we'll talk about a little later. But can't you imagine when they came back and they were successful? And boy, can't you hear him saying, wow, let's celebrate. The demons obey us. Your name, Lord, as long as we operate in your name, amen, there is power in your name. And there is deliverance in your name. There is success in your name. Let's just celebrate. The Lord said, that's good, boys. But you need to know there's more than just that. Amen. You need to know that there's something coming after this. And really, I want to poll you today and ask you, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Now, your name is not written just because you show up here. Amen. See, some folk think just because you come to church. Talk to me, somebody. Amen. Because you show up and spend from 11 to 1 that my name is in there. No, sir. No, ma'am. It requires more than that. But I'm glad you're here today. It gives me the opportunity to tell you, you need to a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something? Don't listen at Oprah. Jesus is the only way. Have I got a witness? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Don't let folk fool you and tell you that all religions flow into God. Amen. Unless they go through Jesus, you have bought into something. But when you understand that when you have Jesus, the old folk said, when I've got Jesus, I got enough. I don't know about you. It's not Jesus and. It's just. Yeah, it's just Jesus. Amen. That's all I need is Jesus. Now somebody says, that's all you need. That's right, because he'll supply whatever I need. Oh, come on here. Somebody said, yeah, he's Jehovah Jireh, the God that supplies. He's Jehovah Rohi. He's my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? Yeah. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the God who heals. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's my banner. He's the God that gives me the victory. Now, see, somebody need to know that. The Bible said, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, but thanks be to God who gives us. He gives us the victory. You had it when you came to Jesus. And what I love about him, the old folk used to say, I came to Jesus just as I was, wearied, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place. Well, what did you do for me, Jesus? You have made me glad. That's where I'm going to rejoice. And so let's celebrate. Somebody said, what am I going to celebrate? Celebrate that you're free. You're delivered. What used to have me bound, I'm free. Whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Oh, I wish I had somebody who knows what I'm talking about. Jesus said unto them, I have given you authority. That's in the beginning. Amen. I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Can I tell you something? You're going to always find some snakes in your path. Amen. Long as you in this flesh. Amen. The Bible said we have an enemy. Is that right? Well, let me not ask you. Let me ask Jesus. He's the best witness. Jesus said, the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, now let me tell you why I've come. I've come that you may have life and have that life more abundantly. Can I tell you something? When you down and out, that's not the abundant life. When you're shedding tears, that's not the abundant life. But when God blesses you, you're able to square your shoulders and raise your head up and walk in the newness of life. Now, I don't know about you young people, but God has bought you all of the way. We sometimes say the Lord has bought us a mighty long way. But the truth of the matter is, he bought us all of the way. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when our enemies rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. But hallelujah, he walks with me and he... Hallelujah. Can you hear what he says in here? And nothing, say nothing. Now see, nothing is no thing. They don't get it. No thing, whatever the thing is, no thing will injure you. Amen. But don't just get all happy and rejoicing because no thing will injure you. That goes with the territory. Oh, somebody don't get that. Amen. When you came to the Lord, he just gives that to you. That goes with being a Christian. You say, well, what happens when all these people are hurting people? Can I tell you something? You're not by yourself. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Sometimes we have to shed tears. Amen. In this life, amen, bad things will happen to good people. But you're not in it by yourself. Have I got a witness? Amen. When bad things happen, you know there is somebody that's with you. Because we have the assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am with you always. Now, if always runs out, he put a postscript, even until the end of the age. I feel like preaching today. But you know, it's interesting. Jesus said, but don't rejoice just because. And that's what I want to talk about, just because. Yeah. Amen. Let's celebrate just because. Are y'all with me? So let's think about some just because. Well, number one, let's celebrate the Lord himself. Amen. Isn't that good? Celebrate the Lord. Amen. Well, let me let you have Habakkuk to help you celebrate the Lord. Habakkuk says in 3:17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stalls. Now, if you look at the circumstance, that's pretty tough. Amen. The grapevines have no grapes. Olive vines have no olives. Amen. When you look at the fields, the crops are not growing. Amen. You look in the stalls and there are no herds there. Amen. If you're looking at things in the natural, you would be down and out. And somebody been there. Amen. When everything you were depending on flopped. But listen at what Habakkuk says. Verse number 18, Habakkuk says, yet. And see, whatever you're going through, you got to be able to say, yet. It might be tough, yet. I might be going through hell and high water, yet. My daughter might be pregnant, yet. My son might be smoking crack, but yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Now see, that takes some faith to know that I don't care how bad it is. Amen. God is with me. Have I got a witness? And see, that's what the parents have to learn when you send your children off to college. Can I just tell you something about Amos? Amen. Amen. Two of my biological children went to school here in Houston, so that was no big deal. But Karen went to University of Texas in Austin. And I'm driving her up to Austin, and I'm crying all the way to Austin. I mean, I freely will admit that. I tears were just flowing, and she's in the back seat asleep. And I'm saying, can't you see your daddy's heart is broken? Amen. But you see, what I had to learn is that you turn them over in the hands of the Lord. Wherever they go, God is able to take care of that you have committed unto him. And I said, Lord, I'm going back to Houston, but she's in your hand. And I'm glad that 4 years later, amen, God will take care of. Hallelujah. I've learned how to trust him. You see, the problem is we want to trust him for what we want to trust him in. But you got to trust him in everything. That's what Habakkuk was saying. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Well, if that's not enough for you, amen, can you rejoice because of God's blessings? And don't you know, when your children are able to graduate from high school and graduate from college, that's a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just showing up at an institution with other folk, they got a problem. Amen. They're with folk who don't believe in anything. Amen. I watch young folk, and I'm glad we've got some mature thinking young people here. Amen. But I look at young men with their pants halfway down. Now, those are the same ones that's going to go apply for a job. And I got to tell you, corporate America is not going to hire you. Amen. When you look that way. Amen. You got to dress for success. But can I tell you something? It's not enough to dress the outer man. You got to dress that inner man as well. Amen. We sometimes spend too much time working on that outer man, but spend a commensurate amount of time on the inner man, because that's the real you. The Bible says in Exodus 18 and verse 1, when Jethro was the priest of Midian. He was the father-in-law to Moses. And after God had delivered Israel out of Egypt, Jethro visited Moses. And Moses recounted to him all that God had done to bring them out of Egypt. And young folk, I got to tell you, I got to stop there a minute. I got to tell you, you're standing on the shoulders of other folk. Amen. Things haven't always been this good. Amen. Now, see, when I went to school, we had books that had come from Lamar. We didn't graduate from Lamar. We had the books. They don't even get it. See, Lamar was one of the. However, it doesn't matter how old the book is. There's still something in there. You get what's in that book. Amen. Don't you be talking about you handing us these old hand-me-down books. Take what's in there and use it. Amen. Use what you got. That's what God told Moses. Use what you have. Amen. We spend too much time complaining about what we don't have, and God has given you all that you need. Amen. When you get into your gray matter, it's not a matter of color. It's gray matter. Amen. Brains are not partial to any ethnicity. Have I got a witness? Amen. You see, one of the things that confound folk is when you can go to an inferior school and still come out. And folk wonder, how did you do it? Well, can I tell you something? Most of the time it's because your parents prayed for you. Amen. They open up your mind. Amen. They prayed that God will illuminate your mind. And God moved in your thought process, and you were able to hold your hope. Oh, I don't have time. I got to go.
You're on fire.
The Bible says that when Jethro had seen all that God had done for Israel in Exodus 18 and 9, and Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel out of the hand, how he had delivered Israel out of the hand of the Egyptians. Now, when I start thinking about that, I said, Lord, you know, when you deliver us, you first got to bring us out before you can bring us in. You got to bring us out before you can bring us in. Amen. I heard Ella Wright praying, asking the Lord to deliver us from some things. And see, some of those things are what keeps us from being the best that we can be. Amen. Have y'all, you know, one of the things, y'all got to excuse me. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to hurry. But have you stopped by, and every now and then when I stop by, I usually get gas up here at this Kroger's, and I look at the price of cigarettes. It blows me away how much a carton of cigarettes costs. Now, if you will pay that much for a carton of cigarettes, you ought to be fair with God and give God his tithe. I'm just getting ready for that, whoever was going to throw at me. Amen. A pack of cigarettes. Come on, somebody who paid buy a cigarette. How much it costs? $6. That's enough said. Amen. The Lord has to bring you out to bring you in. Amen. For those who are celebrating retirement, amen, the Lord had to give you that delivering power to stay there and take some stuff. Anybody who's worked on a job, you've had to take some stuff. Amen. See, I retired after right at 40 years with the Postal Service. And every first of the month, now there's a little greeting that comes to me because I stayed there and took some stuff. Amen. You can't tell folks, I ain't going to take nothing. I took it. Amen. I took it. Amen. Because I had Odessa. I had Tyrone. I had Lynn, I had Kay, and so I took it. Amen. But now, can you see me now? Can you see me now? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. In your graduation, amen. When you gotta hit the books, amen. You know, so many kids are a teacher's worst nightmare. Amen. The parents want to come there and fight with the teachers because you don't want to teach them anything at home. Well, can I tell you something? Amen. There are those that want you to fail. Amen. They want you to fail. And they will allow you to act, God forgive me. They will allow you to act a fool because they don't want you to. Amen. You don't have to act that way because they let you do it. Amen. They've got this social promotion. Amen. Don't expect anybody to give you anything. When you go into society, nobody is giving away anything. You want something? Earn it. Are y'all with me? Amen. If you're looking for 40 acres and a mule, forget it. It ain't coming. What I tell folk is, get you a J-O-B. Now, you can get a better J-O-B when you've got something behind your name. All right, huh?
No, keep going.
I gotta hurry. Amen. Just because, can we celebrate the assurance that God has given us? See, we have the assurance that God will bless us in all of our ways. Amen. When a man's ways please God, he'll make you to be at peace even with your enemy. Because he said, I'll make your enemy feed you. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Amen. God will do that for you. Well, very quickly, when we get to the text, the ministry of the 70, God sent the disciples out two and two. He sent them to all of the towns and villages that he planned to visit. You know, it's good to prepare. Amen. Folk talk about luck. Luck is when time and preparation come together. Amen. You waiting for luck. Luck just ran out. Amen. You prepare for something. And when you are prepared, they can't deny you. Amen. The Bible said, he sent them out two by two. In verse number 2, chapter 10, he said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore. Let me just stop there. Young folk, never stop praying. Amen. If God brought you this far, amen, keep on praying. Keep on praising him. Keep on doing what you did to get here. Can I preach for just a minute? You know, I used to tell young men, when you get married, you got to do what you did to get them once you got them. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. What it took to get them, it takes to keep them. Amen. You know how you used to open the door when y'all were courting. Talk to me, somebody. Amen. You were just so nice. You opened the door and then you closed the door. You went wherever you were going and you opened the door. She got out and you closed the door. When you took her home, you walked her to the door. And then you went home and you called her. Have I got a witness? Uh-huh. But now you don't even want to talk to her. You come home and now you don't have anything to say. Amen. Whatever it took to get her, you better use it to keep her. I know what I'm talking about. You see, I'm not telling you what somebody told me. Been married 53 years, and so it's not by happenstance. Have I got a witness? Amen. And so what it took to get you where you are, amen, use it to keep going. If you hit the books to get a diploma, you hit the books to get a degree, keep on hitting the books. Amen. Understand that there's always something new that you can learn. Amen. Keep on improving yourself. I wish I had time to pursue this, but I want us to understand that he tells them, amen, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. My last point, I got to quit. You don't have to fight with anybody. Amen. There are those that are not on your side. But I tell young men, there are several things you need to know. Number one, do not adjudicate a traffic violation on the street. Amen. Don't try to adjudicate it on the street. If they stop you to give you a ticket, you say, yes, sir, here's my proof of insurance, then you go to court. Amen. Don't give them an excuse to do anything to you. You got to use some wisdom. Amen. Amen. When you're working for somebody, the Bible says you ought to give them a full day's for a day's pay. Now, if you think you're worth more than that, go find a job that will pay you what you think you're worth. But while you're taking their money, amen, you give them a full day's work for a full day's pay. Amen. I don't care how smart you think you are. There's somebody that knows a little bit more than you know. Oh, I wish I had time to preach this. You know, one thing about young folk, they like to believe they streetwise. Uh-huh. But can I tell you something? There's somebody that knows more about the street than you know. And so it's better to trust in God than to use street wisdom. Is that right? That's why I can hear the words saying, I will trust in the Lord. How long shall I trust in him? Until I die? I don't know about you, but I learned how to trust God in everything. Trust him on a job. Trust him in the church. You see, that's a message sometimes. We need to learn that you got to trust God in the church. I told us on last week, or the last time I preached, you see, if I trust God, I don't have to have a lemon squeezing, song battle, shoe rally, or any of that kind of junk. God will take care of you. Ah, yes. Yes, he will. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's all I need. Do you know him? Have you tried him? I heard somebody said he's a lawyer in a courtroom. God can open the jail door. Have I got a witness? Well, somebody looked at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, let's just ask Paul and Silas if he knows how to open a jail door. The Bible says it was at midnight. Lord, have mercy. That's why you got to pray. Because there'll be a midnight. But at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed unto the Lord. And the Bible said, and the jail house rocked. Elvis Presley talked about a jailhouse rock. Oh God, the God that I serve, he has a jailhouse rock. He rocked the jail. The handcuffs came off. The shackles came off. And Paul and Silas walked around in a jail cell. Have I got a witness? And the Bible said the jailer ran in with a sword to take his life. But listen to what Brother Paul said. Do thyself no harm. We are all here. That's the last point I want to leave with you. When your enemies come against you, Don't try to fight them. Turn it over to the Lord. He'll work it out. He will. I said he will work it out. Have I got a witness? You know, I used to hear a song that said, Lord have mercy. Telephone disconnect. Don't have my bills paid. But God will work it out. Yeah. 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 God will work it out. Amen. Amen. Let me close with a story that E.V. Hill used to tell. Amen. Y'all know E.V. Hill. Edward Victor Hill. Amen. E.V. Hill was from, amen, down there on the other side of Victoria. And he lived in a log cabin with his mama, he called her. And his story goes that he graduated top of his class, because he's the only one in the class. He's going to college. Didn't have any money in his pocket. Didn't know how he was going to make it. But he went on to college. Went to the school. And he's in line. And he has no money. And the line is moving. And he's wondering, what am I going to do? And the line keeps moving. And just as he gets almost to the table, somebody calls him, come here. He said, oh, they done discovered I don't have anything. But when they called him out, and they said, son, you got a full scholarship. See, you might not know how you going to make it, but God has already, can I say that again? God has already made a way. Amen. God has already made a way. Amen. Amen. I just love what he said. He said, I didn't get a degree, but I teach in one. Amen. That's what I tell folks. No, I didn't get my degree, but I teach in one. Amen. See, God will use whomever will allow themselves to be used. Amen. Can I tell you this, and I'm through? It is not your ability, it is your availability. Amen. If you make yourself available to God, He'll do the rest. Can I just say, to be continued? Amen. We'll extend the privilege to the church. There might be some.